Welcome to My Aligned Purpose Podcast. My name is Nicole Crone. I am co-CEO of our company along with my biz bestie, Kayla Pilecki. Together, we replaced our full-time salaries with our online business, and now we show women from around the globe how to do the same thing. I am a teacher of neuro-linguistic programming, online business, and a huge lover of all things manifestation, spirituality, and energetics. If you came to this podcast because you're looking to exit your 9-to-5 to start and grow and expand your online business, then you've arrived to the right place. In our first 3 years, we became a 7-figure company, and we've supported over 1,000 women through our signature programs, Align CEO Method and Align Business School. Here on TGIM, I support you with your mindset, money, motivation, energetic upgrades, and all things online business. My desire is that from listening to these episodes, you're motivated to start that side hustle, begin the podcast, write the book, and quit that soul-sucking office job you don't love anyway. I am here to show you every step of the way. We've heard from so many that our podcast is binge-worthy material, and so we trust you'll feel the same way. Leave it to me to provide you with all of the vision expansion tools, confidence, and a dose of humor that you need to attract the people, places, experiences, and things in your life that you desire. Thank you for listening to our show, and now let's get into the good stuff. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of TGIM. Thank goodness it's Monday. I am your host, Nicole Crone, and again, always so excited and grateful to be here. Wow, what a kick-ass vibe last week was in our 100K swap. If you missed out, I don't even know what to say. Message us, see if you can get a replay. At this point, it might even be up for sale. It's totally worth watching. We had such an incredible time with everybody, and we're so excited for all the new people who are committing to joining us in Align Business School. This is our signature program for new business owners, or if you're new to the online space. We know lots of people have brick and mortar businesses, and they're looking to either have a course or a podcast or a membership or something that's online, something that's digital. And this is definitely our area of expertise. And inside of Align Business School, we teach exactly how to create your offer, then how to attract your ideal audience, then how to sell in a way that you love, and then how to deliver in a way that is uniquely aligned to you and your personality. And I just want to make sure that if you've been on the fence about Align Business School, that you know that there is a payment plan available so you can spread your payment out over 12 equal monthly payments, or you can pay in full. There's tons of bonuses that come with being a part of Align Business School. And if you've got any questions at all about it, then don't hesitate to send us a message on Instagram or send us an email at connect@myalignpurpose about this program. We'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have. You can also just go to available offers on our website and see everything there that you might want to learn or need to know about Align Business School. Anyways, I just want to get into it and talk about how awesome last week was. And this week, what I'm talking about is why, as aligned CEOs, that's what we definitely define ourselves as part of our identity as business owners, is that we are the CEOs of our company. Kayla and I are co-CEOs of My Aligned Purpose. And our year-long program where we do coaching and mentoring and masterminding is called Align CEO Method. Now, you might formerly have known this as Platinum Experience. We made the change at the end of 2023 into Align CEO Method. It's definitely a lot more aligned with who we are and the vibe of our community. We are a community of over 30 women committing to at least a year in this program. We have people who've done 4 years with us, but at least a year of stepping into the CEO of your business. And how do you do that? Well, you just start to call yourself the CEO. You are the creator of your company. But CEOs have a very different energy than somebody who's kind of like, yeah, I have a business. It's okay. Maybe, I don't know. I kind of have a business. No, that's not the vibe. As CEOs, aligned CEOs, we own it. We claim it. We are high energy. We are boundaried. And what I want to talk about in today's episode is that aligned CEOs do not overfill their calendar. And I want to talk to you a little bit about why we don't do that. And here on My Aligned Purpose Podcast today, this episode is for you. If you feel like you left your 9-to-5 to start a business so that you could have more time freedom, but you're actually working more than if you had a 9-to-5, or if you're juggling two jobs, your 9 to 5 and building your business, or if you're in that sweet spot of building a brand new business and you're feeling like, oh, I don't have as much clients as I would like to have right now, that could be a blessing, because we want to talk about structuring your time and structuring your calendar in a way that feels aligned, that feels CEO vibey. That's what we're going for here. Now, if you're wondering, basically this episode's for everybody that has a business. If you're wondering why don't aligned CEOs fill up their calendars like a lot of people do in their 9 to 5 life, you know, totally maxing out at minimum 40 plus hours a week, well, I'm going to give you some answers. I'm going to tell you all about it. Now, you could probably see on our website that we emphasize that we are a group of entrepreneurial women, that we're driven, that we're ambitious. We also love self-care and reflection, and we're aligned. And I think that there's something to be said about what it means to be an aligned CEO versus just a CEO. There's an energy. We're not carrying bro energy here in being in this C-level sweet sort of position in our company. And again, if you're like, how do I become a CEO? You just start calling yourself the CEO of your company. If you created your business, doesn't matter if you are hosting a podcast, if you've created a course, if you've got a membership, if you opened up an Etsy store, if you started it and you are the creator of it, you can be the CEO of it. And it really is about stepping into an identity. Let's unpack this. Let's unpack it. Imagine that you have this step-by-step roadmap that guides you in creating a thriving business without constantly wondering what to do next. This is how we support the women in our programs. And the aligned CEO approach specifically encourages just that, that you follow the step-by-step roadmap, that you show up, that you are in the energy of thriving, and that you don't have to wonder or worry about what's next. By not overloading our calendars, all of us CEOs then create the room to focus on our passion projects, whether that is writing a book. We have lots of people in our year-long programs that have become best-selling authors or that are currently writing books right now, starting a podcast. Many, many podcast hosts and many podcasts have been started in the My Aligned Purpose community, creating courses and just setting up general different passive streams, passive income streams. All of that is available when you are not constantly working in your business and you create time to work on your business. But it's not just about the solo endeavors. Aligned CEOs value being connected to a small, intimate group of women. We know that to be an aligned CEO of our companies, we need to feel that we are a part of a sisterhood, that we've got women that we can trust and lean on in confidentiality, that we are not alone in this venture of growing something that is way bigger than us. If you are on a mission to impact many, many people with your business, it can feel lonely unless you put yourself in the right group of women. And that's why we've created a community of women who are ambitious that do want to grow their business, because we know that it would be incredibly lonely to go at this alone. And we treat the people inside of My Aligned Purpose like they all have their own personal cheerleading squad. We are all so hyped to see you succeed. And the community aspect that we provide and the camaraderie is just incredibly crucial for fulfilling an entrepreneurial journey. And when you think about that and why we don't fill our calendars up, if Kayla and I were on calls all day, every day, or we were constantly in the weeds of email, we wouldn't have time to go over client journeys, look at their websites, look at their social media, be in conversation with them, and be able to cheer them on. We wouldn't be able to create that actual feeling of cheerleading and camaraderie if we were always in the weeds of our own business. We have to be intentional about having space in our calendars to be able to show up for the clients in our business in other ways. And then, I mean, there's also this totally amazing perk of having two of us. There's two business coaches, not just one, at your fingertips. And then we provide this level of personalized guidance that is going to ensure that you do not have to navigate this alone and that you've got the support system to propel you forward. And we also show you how not to fill up your calendar. I want to talk about the importance of intentional time between clients. If you are a service-based business, which a lot of listeners are, you are coaching, mentoring, facilitating, doing something that involves interaction with other human beings. And what we know is true for a lot of you, and it was true for Kayla and I in the first few years as well, is that you're not creating pauses, that you're going from one client call to the next, to the next, to the next, and then of course feeling exhausted and overwhelmed. But when you start to intentionally create these little spaces in your calendar, you block off lunch for yourself. You don't start your day until 9 or 10 or whatever so that you can do your learning and your introspective work in the morning. If you're going to be on coaching calls, you create 15 minutes between each coaching call so that you can process client one, debrief, and then set intentional holding space for client two. We know that this is how aligned CEOs recharge and refocus, is with these pauses in between giving their energy away to other clients. Aligned CEOs, ourselves and all of the women within our community, we know that there is importance in evaluating what we've done, evaluating the call that we're about to go into. We know that there's importance in celebrating success and then also, you know, identifying any areas that could use improvement. The intentional break is not a luxury, and I can't specify that enough. It's not a luxury, it's a necessity. I believe creating intentional time in your day as an entrepreneur is a necessity for you maintaining quality in your own business and most specifically in how you interact with your clients and to sustain long-term success. You cannot burn at both ends forever. And you don't want to reach burnout. You did not leave your 9-to-5 to burn out in your own business. And if you're listening to this right now thinking, oh shit, that's me. Okay, well then I'm glad that you're hearing this. I'm glad this is speaking to you. What I want you to take away from this episode is being intentional with your time. It's not just about building a successful business. It's about building a life that aligns with your values. We build businesses so that we can live our lives, not the other way around. We don't live our lives to be in our business. You want to set your business up so that the values and the things that are important to you in your life, you actually get to experience. And by working your own business, you create that freedom for yourself. There are, for me personally, if we look at my own personal life, I value slow starts to my morning. I value being able to leave my house in the middle of the day and go for a hike in the woods with my dogs and listen to a podcast or not have anything in my ear and have that solo time. I could not do that when I was a teacher. I could not do that. Yeah, I guess I could leave on my lunch break and what? Walk around the school? Oftentimes you're on duty on your lunch break when I was a teacher. You have to have kids in your classroom or you have to go watch kids in the gym or whatever it might be. I could not have slow, intentional mornings as a teacher because I had to be at school. By creating my own business, I actually am setting myself up to live in alignment with my values. And this is really what we encourage all of our business owners to do the same as well, is look at your values. Why are you building this business? What do you want it to do for your life? And are you just going back to back to back to back all day long and you don't even have any time in your calendar for yourself? You might as well work for somebody else. You might as well be a slave to somebody else instead of being a slave to your own business. And our aligned CEO philosophy is that you prioritize what truly matters. You do create that space for self-care and you surround yourself with supportive community. Do not go at this alone. If you are looking for the right community of women entrepreneurs to hold you up and hold you accountable and support you and stretch you, you know, we don't want to always play it safe, because if you're not taking any risks or you're not outside of your comfort zone, then you're not growing. And this is part of our philosophy, to be able to prioritize all these things and have a fulfilling life, have a fulfilling journey, enjoy the journey of growing a business and not just waiting for any particular outcome. That's going to bring us to the end of this episode. I really want you to go look at your calendar, see if you can start to jig some things around, see if you can take time off every single day for lunch and not be on your phone and not be on your computer. Like, sit down, enjoy lunch, enjoy the food that you're eating, the nourishment that you're giving your body. Can you set time aside in your calendar every single day that is something for you, hopefully something outdoors? Nature is truly the best medicine. I don't care where you live. Find a way to get outside every single day. It's going to make you a better human, a better business owner. I absolutely promise you that. And then set intentional time in your calendar every day as an aligned CEO to do something that strengthens your mindset. Well, maybe that's meditation. Maybe that's journaling. Maybe that's listening to a podcast. Maybe that's learning something new. Maybe that's laying down and having a yoga nidra. Maybe it's a nap. And if you're thinking, how would a nap strengthen my mindset? Oh, You tell me that if you're not having a super anxious, busy day, that a nap wouldn't solve many of your problems. It absolutely would. I want everybody to go look at their calendar and remind yourself, you are a badass aligned CEO. And you are in control of your calendar, nobody else. And why would you set yourself up for failure? Go set yourself up for success and then stick to the calendar. Don't create the calendar, never look at it. I live by my Google Calendar now. If you had told me this 4 years ago that I'd be living by a Google Calendar, I would have been like, who are you talking about? I was a pen and paper kind of girl, which I still am. I like doing that just for the like cathartic practice of getting my markers out and writing in my journal and my notebooks and my agendas and stuff. But I live by the Google Calendar. If it's not in my calendar, it might not exist in my life. And that to me is such a testament to the saying that systems will set you free. Having things scheduled in my calendar, even the breaks, reminds me of, oh yeah, I said that being an aligned CEO means that I get to take lunch for myself. I get to go for a walk today. Because if I don't look at that and I don't see it and I'm not reminded of it, I might not do it. And then the end of the day, I'll come and I'll be like, fuck, I didn't even move my body. I ate lunch on the go. I was on call after call after call. And now I'm burnt out. And now I resent that I, you know, am working so much and so on and so forth. You don't want to live that way. You don't have to. You are in control of your business. It's time to start acting like it. It's time to put on our CEO hats and say, you know what? I am the aligned CEO of my company and I'm going to start acting that way. And I'm going to start role modeling that for all of the people that get to work with me. I'm boundaried and I'm responsible and I'm fun and I'm ambitious and I mean business. Okay. Thank you everybody for listening. We're so happy that you're here. We love when you rate and review. If you haven't done that in a while, it's always really helpful to just support our page with the algorithm of Apple Podcasts and Spotify and all of those great platforms. Go leave us a rate and review. Let us know that you did. We always appreciate it. We always have a little special treat ready to go for people that do that. And again, we appreciate you being here. Share this to your Instagram. Tag us. If you think somebody could benefit from hearing this, then please point them in our direction. And last but not least, if you are curious what it's like to be inside of Align CEO Method, send us a DM. Just say Align CEO. We'll send you over the sales page, like what it says, all about who we are, what we do, the commitment, the structure of the program, all of that. And then we can start the conversation from there. It is an application only process. And if you're feeling like, oh, I really want to work with you too, and that seems way too in-depth or further along for me than I can handle at this moment, then we of course have Align Business School for sale. That's always available. You can always purchase Align Business School at any time, and you'll be a part of an incredible community of women in that program as well. Okay. Thanks everybody. Have a great day.